You know, many people are on edge because of the current virus scare. And Kyle Eidelman says addressing your fears and cares to God is a great way to achieve peace. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Kyle shares his experience.
A significant weight for a lot of people would be anxiety. There's some level of anxiety that can weigh us down and can create not just discouragement, but lead to despair. And so one of the things is to pray in such a way that we, as Peter says, that we cast our anxieties on God. And this is what that looks like, is oftentimes when I pray with someone about whatever it is they're anxious about, the prayers are focused on their anxieties, where it's telling God all about our troubles, all about our struggles. God, here's what I'm anxious about. But in the Psalms, one of the things you see David do pretty consistently is he will begin by telling God about his anxieties, but then he shifts and he begins telling his anxieties about God. And this is really significant because some people pray about their anxieties, and by the time they're done praying, they feel more anxious because they've been just speaking to God about their troubles, where biblically, we begin to pray in such a way that we speak to our troubles about God. We start telling our anxieties about God's strength and about God's help and God's faithfulness. And as we remind ourselves of that, it has a way of creating this transfer effect where the anxiety that we were carrying gets transferred over to Him. And doesn't mean that it's an easy button and that, you know, it just all goes away. But we're reminded that the load that we're carrying, we're not carrying it alone, and that God is at work even when it can feel a little bit overwhelming.
Yes, there's no need to feel overwhelmed. Instead, cast your cares on Him, for He cares for you.